Well, hi, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through the Bible together. We're reading through the prophet Micah, and last time we read chapter 1, and so today we're diving into chapter 2. Now, having received the introduction to Micah of Moresheth, the prophet called by God to prophesy against Israel and Judah for their many sins and idolatry against the Lord in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, all kings of Judah. We were taught that in chapter 1. God also in that chapter began by issuing a warning of coming judgment because of their sin. And as we go into chapter 2 here, we see that the Lord continues by pronouncing a woe against evildoers. He also speaks of and to lying prophets, as well as then at the end of the chapter, we wonderfully, as we see generally in the prophets, there is imminent judgment coming, but there is also the promise of restoration. And we see that promise of restoration marvelously at the end of chapter 2. So let's dive into the word together. Grab your Bible or listen along, and let's read the word of God together. Woe to those who devise iniquity and work out evil on their beds. At morning light, they practice it because it is in the power of their hand. They covet fields and take them by violence, also houses, and seize them. So they oppress a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, against this family I am devising disaster from which you cannot remove your necks. Nor shall you walk haughtily, for this is an evil time. In that day one shall take up a proverb against you, and lament with a bitter lamentation, saying, we are utterly destroyed. He has changed the heritage of my people, how he has removed it from me. To a turncoat he has divided our fields. Therefore, you will have no one to determine boundaries by lot in the assembly of the Lord. Do not prattle, you say to those who prophesy. So they shall not prophesy to you. They shall not return insult for insult. You who are named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? Lately my people have risen up as an enemy. You pull off the robe with the garment from those who trust you as they pass by, like men returned from war. The women of my people you cast out from their pleasant houses. From their children you have taken away my glory forever. Arise and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is defiled, it shall destroy, yes, with utter destruction. If a man should walk in a false spirit and speak a lie, saying, I will prophesy to you of wine and drink, even he would be the prattler of this people. I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like sheep of the fold, like a flock in the midst of their pasture. They shall make a loud noise because of so many people. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. Amen and amen. Praise God for his word, and may God add his blessing to the reading of it to us. Well, here we see very strong and powerful language of woe against evildoers and their sin. We see the lying prophets and what would happen because of their words. But we also see the wonderful truth and promise of the coming restoration that the Lord gives his people as he promises that he will bring them back like sheep into the fold, sheep in their pasture. And we see that this is talking about the remnant of Judah that was sheltered even within Jerusalem while Sennacherib overran much of the land. But then the Lord delivered them by decimating the Assyrian army. And we see that in 2 Kings chapter 18 and 19. But even this language, does it not point us to our wonderful shepherd king? Our wonderful shepherd king who has the greater triumph. And indeed, the shepherd king who knows his people, we think of John chapter 10, right? Knows his people, sinful people. But yet he has redeemed us. He has saved us by his own blood. And he has reconciled us with the Father. He has brought us like sheep into his fold, into the church. He has brought us and gives us access to the green pastures and the still waters. Indeed, he is with us. He protects us. He guides us and directs us. Praise our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I hope you're blessed by this today, and I hope you'll join me again as we continue in Micah chapter 3. We'll see you then.